As we come into the end of the week, the U.S. dollar is finding its way back, all while U.S. equities track at record highs. More often than not, a rallying dollar and soaring equities don't go hand in hand, and yet this is what we've been seeing. So how can the price action be reconciled? Well, when breaking it down, it becomes a little more clear about why exactly this is. Stocks have been running higher all week on the back of not only the relief around a more investor-friendly Fed policy decision, but also on a wave of central bank decisions that have also leaned in the same direction, and to the point we're trying to make here, even further in this direction. The fact that the Fed held to its 3-rate cut outlook was a relief for investors, but in truth, the Fed just barely held on to that outlook. Throw in this fact with ongoing strong U.S. economic data and all of these other central banks coming out more dovish than the Fed, and we get our answer. Stocks have been feeling great about the uniform communication from central banks of a commitment to investor-friendly policy. But with the Fed now looking like the least dovish of the central banks, yield differentials have moved back decidedly in the favor of the U.S. dollar. And so there you have it. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from UK retail sales, German IFO reads, and Canada retail sales. That's all for now.